As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe. Let's go over all your insurance needs. Give us a call at Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe, 989-269-9555.
The new year heralds it's coming. An event unrivaled that will change everything. This January, everything will be consumed by black. The Black January sales event at Thumb Cellular. Mankind will witness the biggest BlackBerry event ever. Customers will seize their destinies and experience the power and productivity of a BlackBerry smartphone. They will choose from a BlackBerry Curve 3, a BlackBerry Curve 4, a BlackBerry Storm 2, or a BlackBerry-style smartphone free with a one-year contract and smartphone data plan. From among these heroes, legends will be born when they take hold of the power of a BlackBerry Torch or a BlackBerry Bold free with a two-year contract and smartphone data plan. Terms of service apply. Available at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. This January, when all goes black, the glow of smartphones will light the way. Thumb Cellular's Black January event.
Right,
1 month, limited supplies, and all the world's hopes.
Well, our apologies there. We went off the air. In the meantime, though, we are lucked out by a timeout, 46-37, another timeout called by Ugly. As Hart Beach brings in the full court press against the Bearcats, 46-37. Hart Beach leads. Ugly has the ball as it's tipped out. They're about 70 feet away from their own hoop. It's into Marshall Leibrand. Hart Beach retreats. Leibrand playing up the offense, crosses the timeline. 3 minutes, 50 seconds left. Ugly needs to make up nine. And there's a steal by Classy. Gets it up to Kraft. Kraft being closely guarded by Cleary. As he's dribbling in, dribbling out over to Ginzer on the left side. Being guarded by Leibrand. And here comes, oh, Leibrand got a hand on it. And also some body. And it's going to be a foul against Leibrand.
Number three.
Leibrand has three fouls on the game. The team's eight. And shooting one and one is going to be Ginzer. Another substitution coming in. Sweeney enters the game once again. He stepped out during the time we were off air.
For Harbor Beach, 3 minutes and 32 seconds to go. You really don't want to put the ball in the ice box because what you're doing is giving momentum automatically to Ugly. So they have to continue to attack the basket while they're still milking the clock a little bit.
3.5 minutes left. Ginzer shooting the first front end of a 1-1. He missed it. And here come the Bearcats. The lead still 9 for the Pirates. As Nick Sweeney and the Bearcats try and beat the swing down, so we have a barn burner all the way down to the end, folks. Even with 9 points, this one's not comfortable as Leibrand has it on the left side. He dribbles in, and he goes up for the runner, and Ginzer gets the foul. He got the hand on that one.
Well, when Ginzer came down on it, that's why he made it pretty easy for the official to call it.
That is Ginzer's third, team six, as Leibrand at the line, shooting two. This one's up and through. The lead now cut down to 8. As a substitution for the Bearcats, Dave Messing enters the game for Josh White, number 52. Leibrand, second half of a set of free throws here. 46-38, Ugly trails. This one's missed. Rebound by Ginzer. Looks like there's a foul there. A little action by number 32, Dave Messing, the one who just checked in. And walk 90 feet the other way. It's going to be 1-1. Ginzer's going to be at the line. Probably could have done without that.
Well, it was,
that was a tough call. That was Gabe's Messing's second foul, ninth team with a half.
He just came in for Josh White, so that would have been his fifth foul.
That's true. And that's almost a call that you just don't make.
I don't think we're seeing the end of Josh White yet.
No, sir. Panther shooting 1-1. First one, he missed it again.
Now, that's going to be very important when it comes down to free throws at the end.
There's two missed opportunities there for 4 points for the Pirates. As Sweeney passes over to Liebrandt, Ginter gets his hand on it. He still thinks he's playing football as a defensive back. 46-38. Harbor Beach leads only by 8 now. 3:03 left in the fourth. Drake has it on right next to our booth here on the right side of your radio. Passes into Liebrandt right underneath the hoop. And who's there following him? Number 12, Aaron Ginter. Also, this is the Ginter Liebrandt show. Ginter's fourth with the push. 9-7 fouls now. Both teams in the bonus. Harbor Beach is 7. Liebrandt at the line, shooting 1-1. He missed that one. So, Liebrandt and Ginter both missing free throws back-to-back on the front end of a free bonus. Kraft has it. Pass up to Ginter, top of the key, over to Kraft on the right side. 2:50 left in this one. Harbor Beach leads by 8, 46-38. Kraft being guarded by Sweeney. He comes in, double-teamed by Messing. Over to Glassy, up to Kraft. Kraft, and there's a quick foul about 30 feet away from the hoop on Nick Sweeney. So that's the 10th foul. And the rest of the way, Harbor Beach is shooting 2 free throws no matter what. That foul is on Nick Sweeney, his third, team 10. At the line, shooting 2, number 22, Eli Kraft.
Kraft is 2-for-3 at the foul line this half.
And make that 10-for-4. And look who's coming back in the game, the big man, number 52, the 6'6" center for Ubley. Josh White replaces Brian White. That's convenient for me.
They did it just for you, Clay.
Yep, just for me. Ken Pickles, a smart man. He should be in broadcasting. Kraft for the second half of his free throws here in the double bonus. He missed both of them. Some momentum here for the Bearcats as Kraft misses both free throws. 2.5 minutes left. The difference, 8. Harbor Beach leads. Liebrandt in the corner, drives the baseline. This gets stripped by Kraft. Excuse me, Ginter. And Hansen picks it up. And that's a foul on Ubley. Looks like number 34, Marshall Liebrandt, gets the charge with that one. Nope, this one's going against Austin Drake. His second. Team's the 10th. 11th, basically.
That was a take-your-pick kind of foul.
You could either Marshall Liebrandt or Austin Drake were both there.
Austin volunteered, said, I'll take it. That's my only time.
That's the second. That would have been Marshall Liebrandt's fourth.
Exactly.
Liebrandt playing with 3 fouls. As Hansen now, the line, shooting 2 in the double bonus. First one up and through.
So that's the first one in a while.
Harbor Beach has not been shooting very well from the free throw line at all. They were 1-for-2 in the first half, and then they were 4-for-5 in the second. And the third, and in the fourth quarter, they just went notorious. Jason Hansen making 2-for-2, though, trying to better that percentage. It's now 48-38, 10-point difference between Harbor Beach and Ubley. The Pirates lead. Here comes Steve Messing, flying down the court, picked off by Sloan Glassy, the linebacker, grabs that one. And looks like we have a timeout. So, Harbor Beach ball, timeout on the court. We'll be back right after this. It's 48-38, Harbor Beach, 209 left.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubley Bearcats good luck in their game against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Harbor Beach breaks the Ubley press, and here come the Pirates, and Jordan Booms underneath his own hoop, puts up the layup, he gets fouled. Shot no good, but he's at the line shooting 2. Another foul on Ubley as they're just basically trying to salvage anything from that drive. That one goes to